Hello, welcome to another episode of Unfiltered. My name is Aaron Adahar and I am your host. Before anything else, I just want to say thank you to everyone who has shown their love and support to this podcast. Solid talaga yung support. Thank you guys for listening, for sharing it to your friends and loved ones, for engaging with me from episode 1 up to now. And it really means a lot to me. I know I just started doing this podcast and it's really hard, but I'm still improving. I'm still learning in the process. But I really enjoyed reading your messages, your takeaways, your feedbacks from our previous episode. And it's always flattering to hear from you guys, as always. So thank you. I just want to read a few reviews and feedbacks from you guys. So this one is from Nicole. From Twitter, sabi niya, I just listened to Aaron Adahar's podcast Unfiltered, a very timely reminder for me to do what God wants me to do. Wow. Another one from IG, sabi, thank you so much for the encouragement, Kuya Aaron. I believe this is a confirmation from God na mag-post na talaga ako ng mga worship covers sa YouTube. Wow. Thank you for that. And another one from my close friend. Sabi niya, thank you for stepping up. Sobrang nag-minister sa akin, bro, from the start hanggang dulo. I've been in a situation na hesitant ako sa calling ko, pero unti-unting nag-i-speak si Lord na nasa calling niya lang ako magiging secure. Thank you, guys. And another one from Jessica. Sabi niya, hello, kakatapos ko lang pong makinig sa podcast mo sa Spotify. It's very refreshing to hear a transparent and honest talk. I really need it right now. Wow, grabe. Thank you guys. It really means a lot to me and to this podcast because that's the purpose of this podcast. To cater those needs, to cater those cries for help and those confirmation from God. It really feels great na magamit tong podcast natin to help you in your process, to find your purpose. And nakakatuwa lang, nakaka-bless kasi yun naman yung gusto kong mangyari dito sa podcast natin. And yun din yung lagi ko sinasabi dito sa podcast. This podcast is not for me. It's to cater those needs. Start a conversation that will lead to healing and growth. Yun yung vision nito. Yun yung purpose nitong podcast na to. And it feels great to see that it's already happening. And thank you for trusting me. Thank you for trusting this podcast for your growth, your process. And it means a lot. And I also want to add another segment to this podcast and to this episode in particular to answer some of your questions. And I'm not an expert, but I will try my best to answer all your questions about life, ministry, building your career, or finding your purpose. The reason I added this segment in this podcast is to help you. And I've learned it in this process that you cannot help people you are unwilling to listen to. That's why I will be doing this from time to time in this podcast. So let's proceed. Here's our first question from someone who is not to be named. Ayun yung magpakilala. Pero ang ganda nung tanong niya. Sabi niya dito, what is your advice to someone who is struggling to stay motivated during this pandemic? I think that's a great question and here's my advice to you. I think you need to ask yourself this question first. Is your motivation being led by your feelings or by your purpose? I think your answer to that question will help you get through. Kapag kasi nakabase sa feelings natin yung pagiging motivated natin, it can distract us. We can easily be distracted by news or by our emotions. Kasi doon tayo nakabase. Pero kung sa purpose natin tayo gumagalaw, it can really help us. And I think staying motivated is not always the answer for us to stay productive and effective during this quarantine. I guess self-discipline is the answer. And you don't have to stay motivated every single time. That's impossible. You just have to stay committed sa ginagawa mo araw-araw kahit mabagal. And that's my answer to that question. Motivation is not the key. Self-discipline is. For our next question, this question was sent to our community page, Millennial for Christ. And the question is, how can you know the will of God? For me, I have been asked a lot of times about that question. Laging tanong sa akin, Kuya, paano mo malalaman yung kalooban ng Lord sa buhay mo? Or paano mo malalaman kung nasa gitna ka pa ng kalooban niya? My answer is so simple. You just have to walk with God. Hindi mo kasi malalaman or maintindihan ng isang bagay kung di ka nagbibigay ng oras para alamin yun. You have to spend time in His presence. You have to read the Bible. Read the Bible. And also, it's helpful if you will surround yourself with like-minded believers. Kasi iba pa rin yung may tama kang mga kaibigan na magdadala sa'yo, malalaman mo lalo yung kalooban ng Lord. And yung sarili, siguro sa sarili mo, you have to surrender your own will. Yun yung una. Yun pala yung unang-una mong kailangan gawin. Hindi mo malalaman ng kalooban ng Lord if you're still living in your own will, yung sarili mo, ikaw pa rin may control ng lahat. You're still living in sins. Hindi mo malalaman. You have to surrender yourself, your own will, then walk with God daily. Alamin mo yung kalooban niya, yung character niya, yung timing niya. Doon mo malalaman eh, when you spend your time in His presence, it cannot be explained by words. You have to experience it. Kailangan maranasan mo rin yung disappointment. Igo-groom tayo ng Lord eh. Igo-grow niya tayo day by day sa walk natin sa Kanya. And hanggang makita natin, tayo na yung makaka-discern through the help of the Holy Spirit na, wait, hindi to yung kalooban ng Lord. Wait, masasaktan ko lang ang Lord kapag ginawa ko to. Teka, masyado ata ako nagmamadali. And when the prompting of the Holy Spirit, pag nakita, narinig mo yung mga ganong binibigay sa'yo ng Lord, that's when you will know na nasa kalooban ka ng Lord kasi naririnig mo yung tinig niya. And also helpful din kung makikinig tayo sa mga leaders natin, sa mga taong nag-guide sa atin kasi mas nakapaglakad na sila. May experience na sila sa Lord for them to give us guidance. Sila yung mag-guide sa atin. And that's important. You cannot live by yourself alone. We need community. We need someone na magsasabi talaga sa atin na mali yan. Mali yan. Hindi yan kalooban ng Lord. Sometimes it's helpful and sometimes you have to know it personally sa Lord kung nasa kalooban ka pa. By spending time in His presence and knowing His voice. And dun lang. You just have to walk with God. Yun yung sagot for me. You know, I just want to dive into those questions and hopefully at the end of this episode, we can learn something and hopefully it adds value to your journey or your process or ano mong pinagdadaanan mo ngayon. And it's really hard, to be honest. Kung tatanungin niyo ako personally, it's been hard. I've been struggling during this whole thing. It's really hard to cope up. It's really hard to stay present in the moment. And I know I'm not alone. And if you're listening right now and you're struggling, currently struggling with depression, isolation, or finding your purpose during this quarantine or yung iba mga nawalan ng trabaho, you're not alone. And it's really hard. It's getting worse. Actually, dumating ako sa point that I started questioning God. And don't worry, it's healthy question. Like, hindi yung nagagalit na, hindi yung alam mo yun, may tanong kasing pagalit eh. May tanong na nagre-reklamo. Pero yung tanong na, Lord, kailan ba ito hihinto? Lord, nasa kalooban mo pa ba kami? Lord, ano yung response ko dito sa nangyayari? And those question, those quality question will give you quality life. I know it's hard. Nakarelate ako dun sa unang tanong. How to stay productive during this whole thing. And I cannot blame those people who are trying to distract themselves by playing games or watching an episode in Netflix. I don't blame them. It's really hard. It's really hard to stay sane during this quarantine. And I've heard the news that almost 3.3 million Filipino or 3.3 million Filipinos are now suffering from depression, and those numbers are alarming to me. Lagi ko kasing tinatanong sa sarili ko, how can I stay effective? How can I be a light to something or some places na walang ilaw? And I'm trying to cope up because I believe kung ako yung titigil, kung ako yung hihinto sa journey ko sa Lord, even, you know, I've been struggling with my mental health, but, you know, I have to step up. I have to fight back. It's really hard, but makikita mo yung faithfulness ng Lord eh. kapag dumating ka na sa point na instead of questioning God, start trusting God. Instead of complaining, start doing those things na tinuturo sa'yo ng Lord nung simula pa lang. Baka kasi vermont na ngayon, hindi mo pa ginagawa o hindi pa natin ginagawa yung pinapagawa ng Lord ngayong quarantine. And dun sa second question, diba? We have to discern kung nasa kalooban pa ba tayo ng Lord, and it's crucial because you cannot know the will of God if you're not spending time with Him. Baka natapos mo na yung buong season nung pinapanood mo sa Netflix, but it's sad kung wala ka pang natatapos na chapter sa Bible or book, self-help book, Christian books na gustong-gusto mo talaga mabasa. And for me, para malabanan yung ganong procrastination and or if you're in a season or a spiritual dryness right now, sometimes you just have to be intentional. Like yung di mo ginagawa, tuwing umaga gawin mo na, magbasa ka ng libro, mag-devotion ka, makinig ka ng worship song. That's being intentional. Hindi yung pagising mo, nagbabrowse ka na sa social media. It's a bad habit. Kailangan maging intentional ka sa execution mo, sa ginagawa mo, yung day-by-day walk mo sa Lord to help yourself, to stir up the fire in you. You have to do your part. Malaking bagay din na hindi natin ina-isolate yung sarili natin sa ibang tao ngayong pandemic na to. Kasi isolated na nga tayo. We are in a lockdown. Tapos we're trying to, you know, alam mo yan eh, nilalayo mo pa yung sarili mo sa mga kaibigan mo. Kasi hindi naman ako kinakamusta. Baka nagiging selfish ka na. They are also fighting the same battles you are fighting right now. Sana hindi tayo magkaroon ng ganong spirit during this pandemic or yung idleness na laging nakatingin na lang tayo lagi sa nangyayari sa atin. And we forgot our responsibility, our accountability. And for me, to stay productive during this quarantine, just do the thing God has told you to do. Gawin mo na. Ito na yung signal, ito na yung sign mo kung humingi ka ng sign sa Lord. Gawin mo na yung pinapagawa ng Lord sa'yo. And I know it's really hard to start, pero pag nandun ka na, bigla na lang dumadali. Minsan kasi tayo na yung hinihintay ng Lord eh. Bibigyan niya na yung wisdom, yung strategy, yung plano niya. And even right connection to do it, to accomplish yung pinapagawa sa iyo ng Lord. And minsan kasi nasa atin na yung problema. If etong buong quarantine, etong buong lockdown, you're still doing the same thing you were doing, baka nasa atin na, nasa iyo na yung problema. And wow, ang sakit naman ng huya. Yes, kasi baka kailangan mo lang ng tapik. Ito na yun. And I did my part by doing this, by staying productive, by staying, you know, fruitful during this quarantine. Gawin mo rin yung part mo because I believe there are people connected to our yes. Gets nyo yun? Na parang kung di ka mag-yes, paano pa yung mga kaibigan mong lost? Kung di ka mag-yes sa Lord, paano pa yung mga kaibigan mong depressed na kailangan ka? And narinig nyo naman yung mga balita ngayon. No? Life is so short. Life is too short. Tomorrow is never promised. And magsimula ka sa bahay. Magsimula ka sa magulang mo, mga kapatid mo. Spend time with them. Alamin mo yung gusto nila, hilig nila. Mag-asaran kayo. Do everything to stay connected, to stay bonded. And siguro dun magsisimula eh. Minsan kaya hindi ka productive kasi ang dami mong iniisip, ang dami mong tinatry na kontrolin or i-perfect. But minsan yung perfectionism natin, pagiging perfectionist natin, yun yung nagiging hindrance for us to stay effective. Gusto mo laging perfect kaya ayaw mo magsimula. Gusto mo laging pulido kaya ayaw mo magsimula. Just start. Maraming umaasa sa'yo. Ang sarap ding sabihin na marami ring tumaya sa'yo. Do it for them. Remember your why. Why are you doing this? Yung simula pa lang, nagsimula ka. Bakit ka nagsimula? Balik ka lang doon. And I know it's hard. And if you're struggling right now, na hindi mo na alam paano uli magsimula, hindi mo na alam paano uli bumangon, this is your reminder. This is your confirmation from God. Start with Jesus. Start with God. Kung di mo alam paano magsimula, magsimula ka uli sa simula. Balik ka doon sa panahon na kilala mo ang Lord. Balik ka dun sa panahon na natagpuan mo siya. Binigyan ka niya ng keep and joy and peace, salvation, yung security, yung assurance, binigyan kanya ng talento, yung influence mo, yung ability mo to make other people laugh. Gift yan ng Lord. And sometimes you just have to slow down, be intentional, and trust God in the process. Baka rin, eto rin, last reminder, don't be too hard on yourself. Hindi lang ikaw yung andaming palya ngayong pandemic. Mind you, so I will be brutally honest to you right now. Hindi lang ikaw yung nagkakamali. Hindi lang ikaw yung nawawala ng pag-asa ngayong pandemic. Marami. You're not alone. You're not fighting alone. And sa lahat ng to, control pa rin ng Lord. But we have to do our part. We cannot stay idle this long enough. Ang dami nang nawawala. Ang dami na nating kaibigang nai-infect. Ang dami na nating kakilala, loved ones na nawawala ng pag-asa. They need you. We need you. Step up. Simula ulit tayo. And this reminder is not only your reminder, but it's also my reminder to myself. It's been hard lately, but I believe God has a purpose. If 2020 was meant to be a year of rest or reset, let it be. Huwag natin pigilan ng Lord. Sabi nga sa pangalawang tanong, how can you know the will of God? Ito yung sagot natin dito sa ginagawa natin. Ito yung sagot doon. Spend time in His presence. You know, the safest place you can ever be is in the midst of His presence. Doon mo rin malalaman na nasa kalooban ka ng Lord. Now is the time. Now is the perfect time to be in the presence of God. Yung dati mong ginagawa with God, yung time mo, yung pag-iyak mo, yun yung kailangan ni Lord. Yun yung kailangan niya ngayon this season eh. Balik lang tayo sa Lord. I know, paulit-ulit, baka buong episode ko, buong season itong podcast na to is about going back to God. Kung yun yung pinapagawa sa akin ng Lord, kung yun yung kalooban ng Lord, I will do it. Thank you if you're still here, because kung nandito ka pa rin, you're still listening, it means you really want God. You really want to improve yourself. And I want to congratulate you for that. Andiyan ka na eh, nagsimula ka na eh. Tinapos mo tong episode na to, it means you want to excel, you want to improve yourself. And sometimes, it's getting messy. Mas okay na yung nagsimula ka kahit magulo, hindi mo maintindihan, kesa manatili ka sa comfort zone mo na walang growth. Piliin mo yung growth kasama si Lord. Piliin mo yung growth para sa sarili mo. And once na ginawa mo yun, you will thank yourself for doing that. And those people that are connected to you will thank you for doing that. Do it for them. Do it for yourself. And most and foremost, do it for God. At the end of the day, harap tayo sa Lord. Yung well done niya. Yun yung pinaka-inaasam natin. Yun yung iasam natin dito sa mundo. After this life here on earth, we will face our Father in heaven. And He will say, well done, good and faithful servant. Sarap, no? And hanggat wala pa tayo doon sa sitwasyon na yun, let's be effective here on earth. Let's try our best to stay positive, to stay committed sa ginagawa natin. Huwag na natin sayangin yung buhay natin. Di na nga natin alam kung hanggang kailan pa ba tayo mananatili dito sa mundo. Why not spend it pleasing God and knowing the will of God and, you know, finding our purpose here on earth. Huwag mo sayangin yung oras mo by doing things na hindi naman kalooban ng Lord or doing temporary things na hindi naman nakakadagdag ng value sa'yo. Minsan kailangan mong minto, assess mo yung sarili mo. Nasaan ka na ba? And if you're like me, dumating ako sa point na yun, I was feeling defeated. I was feeling stuck. But I took a step forward. And I started with Jesus. Ngayon, nandito na ako. I'm living my life for Jesus. And I'm now doing my purpose here on earth, which is to inspire people, help people grow, and find their purpose in God. And if it happened to me, it can happen to you. Pangitiin natin ng Lord sa langit. And that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Wow, this is the longest episode I've ever recorded so far. And I really hope it added value to your journey, to your process. And if it did, let me know. Send me a message. Huwag kayong mahiya. Kung may tanong din kayo, Feel free to send me a message in my social media account at Aaron Adahar, or you can send your questions or messages or reflection takeaways reviews in our community page at Millennials for Christ. Again, guys, thank you so much. Thank you for being patient with me. And see you on our next episode. Again, my name is Aaron Adahar, and this is Unfiltered.